White, to Brooklyn, California, April 16, 1876. Dear husband, we have an appointment in the city tonight. The cars are so crowded Sunday at about 6 o'clock, it is next to impossible to find a seat, or even standing room, or a hold on the platform. We step on board the train at Market Street and ride to Brooklyn, wait half an hour at Brooklyn, and thus secure our seats for the return from Brooklyn. I have written quite a number of pages today. Mary is hard after me. She gets so enthusiastic over some subjects that she brings in the manuscript after she has copied it to read it to me. She showed me today quite a heavy pile of manuscripts she had prepared. Quite proudly she viewed it. I am pleased with Sister Rice. She feels very glad of the chance to board with us, where she can live health reform. Willie, his Mary, and Mary Claw accompany me to the city tonight. I think that we had better not get any furniture for the new house till you are here to select it. If we can get a good, nice family without small children in the house who will pay us $60 each month, why not rent it and remain where we are while our family is so small? We have more rooms than we use now, and we do not need the larger house until you return. It will be expensive to furnish the new house, and will take our time and quite a pile of money. I do not wish my mind diverted from my work to even go and select furniture, but I only suggest. If you have anything settled, let us know. If we move in the new house and rent the one we are now living in, who will have the rent? If we remain where we are and rent the new, I know who will have the rent. We shall have it. And I think it will come exceedingly convenient. We will do exactly as you say. So advise or direct us, and we will do as you say. Mary Claw looks at this matter just as we do. We are having an indescribable concert. 9 are singing, Dutch or German or French, I cannot tell which. The voices are just splendid, quite entertaining. I think it is a Sunday excursion company. I am feeling very free and peaceful. I feel the precious love of Christ in my heart. It humbles me in my own sight while Jesus is exalted before me. Oh, how I do long for that social and mysterious connection with Jesus that elevates us above the temporal things of life. It is my anxiety to be right with God, to have His Spirit continually witnessing with me that I am indeed a child of God. I shall strive to bring out these matters, so precious, to the acceptance of God. Well, I cannot write you very much news when I shut myself in my chamber day after day writing, and then when I write you every day. But you must be content with what you can get. We now take the boat. On the boat, El Capitan, crowded with passengers. Tobacco smoke, rum, and pork is the flavor in this company. Oh, my prayer is, gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men.